Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sip and Chat. I'm your host, Alyssa. In this week's episode, I'm letting you in on a little bit about me and where I want to take this channel, if I want to take this channel anywhere, how we're feeling, where do I work, how's life, just, you know, the intimacies of being my friend and being online. I feel like we all have parasocial relationships with like influencers, and I want to be the person that you have a parasocial relationship with. If that sounds weird, I am so sorry. Well, hi. First of all, I'm Alyssa and I run this YouTube channel. I make lifestyle content. I make book talk content. Now I'm making a podcast. I'm really just dipping my toes in everywhere, to be honest. I feel like I'm better at short form. I get more traction on my short form. I feel like my long form, I feel like very much lacks some personality, which is why I really wanted to bring in a podcast, because the easiest way to get to know somebody is to talk to them. And I feel like this is the closest thing that we could get to talking, whether I'm in your ears, on your speaker, in your car, if you're listening to me on your drive to work. Thank you so much for clicking on this episode. If you didn't know, I'm 21. I go to UTEP as a full-time student, and I work at Dutch Bros, which is partially why I look like this. If you're watching the video version, I'm so sorry. I literally look chopped and screwed because I just came back from a 7-to-2. And dare I say, it was like the busiest 7-to-2 of my life. I'm currently based in El Paso. I am a Miami girl, though. I'm from Miami, Florida, specifically Hialeah. I'm a Hialeah girl. I'm Cuban. I feel like that's a big one. Oh, I love Cuban food. I miss Cuban food. I miss Cuban bread. I'm so excited to go home for Christmas, especially as a full-time college student where I already don't have much time. I'm like so excited to go back home and to just not think about school. Like, oh, and I say that knowing that we're only 4 weeks into the school semester, which is insane to even think about. Like, 4 weeks into school, friend, what are we doing? Speaking of school, I'm a psychology major. My minor is criminology, and I think I chose this specific degree because I wanted to counsel school kids, specifically like teenagers from high school up until the age of 18. Just because I really understand how they feel, in the sense that I felt like I didn't have much help with my emotions, and I was processing things like grief because my grandmother died in high school. I had two grandmothers die while I was in high school before I even graduated, and it was such an out-of-body experience. And then to have experienced it was like, I don't know. I felt like I needed somebody to talk to, but I was too scared to talk to my mom, which is much different than how it is right now as a 21-year-old. I feel like she's my best friend. Like, I text her whenever. I am the annoying long-distance daughter. I'm like, when am I going home? Like, tell me when I'm going home. I want to go home. And I always tell her about my workouts. I'm always texting her about meals and being like, give me the recipe to that, please. Like, I miss when you cook this for me. I don't know. I'm just a mommy's girl, if that makes any sense. My biological dad is like not very prominent in my life. I also really want to order Uber Eats like right now, but I'm waiting for my phone to freaking update. Also, how do we feel about iOS 26? How do we feel about the iPhone 17? Low-key, as soon as I saw the orange, I was like, it's giving McLaren vibes, but like dark McLaren. Like, we're in our dark academia McLaren era. But like, let me know your thoughts. I'm thinking of upgrading to the iPhone 16 for the simple fact that it's pink. And I could use it to film all of my short form, because if you don't know, I also run a TikTok account. I also have Instagram that's public. I think I only have like a handful of public social medias, and I like to keep it that way, mostly because it's so fun to see when your ex stalks your things. Can any of the other girlies relate to this? Because I fear I relate to this a little too much. content creation has been such a big part of my life in the sense that I was always the photographer friend. I think even as a kid, I had a camera in my hand and it was like this little red Sony point and shoot. And I feel like that fueled my love for content creation on YouTube and on TikTok, because I guess TikTok's like the big thing now. But I'm so biased to YouTube. As much as I don't get as much traction on here, I feel like I have closer and deeper connection with my audience on YouTube. Hence the need for a podcast. Like, let's yap, friends. Let's be friends. Text me. Especially that I'm such a small creator and I don't get the brand deals. And I know I should probably reach out to these brands to go get the brand deals. It's just like, I want them to come to me. I want them to think that I am good enough. And I feel like to some degree that's so icky, but it's also like the door isn't really closed in your face if you don't talk to them. And I'm a little afraid of rejection. Another thing, what else can I talk about? Reading books, books. Oh my gosh, books is my kryptonite. I feel like I got a Barnes membership for the first time as a 21-year-old, as an adult, with my own money. And it is my favorite place to go. I go to the cafe, I get, you know, my little premium membership discount, and then I get a discount on the books that I read. And I'm building my library right now. That's usually where this podcast would be filmed, but I don't have my library built yet. And I don't think it's going to be built for at least a year. We're trying to furnish the rest of our apartment before we get to my filming room. And as much as filming is a priority to me, I also know that I have my couch, and that's where you guys are joining me today if you are watching the video version of this podcast. Cozy games on the Switch. I've recently been playing Strays. It's like a cat game and like with robots and stuff, and you're like trying to figure out how to get out of the slums. And I think I only made it about halfway through. I'm not even halfway through. I'm like a third of the way through. But then school started and then I had to put it down, and I've kind of been prioritizing reading instead of being on my phone, because if you don't know, as a little mini content creator, your screen time is the most unholiest of things. And I say that knowing that I do, if you guys didn't know, I'm Christian. I've been doing my devotionals. I've been doing my Bible study. I'm getting baptized this December, which I feel like is such a big step for me. That's why I said the unholiest things, because it's just like, I feel like when you're doing content creation, you're not as connected to the world as you seem as you edit things. It's usually after you edit and you finally hit post, you feel like you have some sort of community, because that's when you get a response from people. And it's just, it's such a whirlwind of things to do. That's why I enjoy YouTube, because I sit with these videos for so long and I sit with myself for so long. And to some degree, you guys get a curated version. And I just wanted to point out that sometimes what I post online is a highlight reel. I am sometimes going through it. Depression, I have anxiety. But, you know, we survive. We pray to God. We keep hustling. We keep moving. It's very much life is what you make it. And I feel like I live by that, because I will stack my to-do list with a billion things. I will get every single one of them done. And I will feel at peace because I did those things. But to some degree, life isn't a to-do list. Like, go out there. It doesn't have to be on the calendar. Like, just do. And that's what I've been doing recently with my boyfriend. We've been taking random dates. And honestly, it's so, so, so amazing. Also, to touch on the thing at Dutch. Dutch is insane. Like, the recipes that we get for things is so insane. But it's honestly so rewarding, because I love the people that I work with. And it's fulfilling in the sense that I have a social life in my work, because I'm very isolated outside of work. Like, I head in the game when school is happening. And yeah. Also, let me know if I should create like a hotline or something for y'all to call in and we could listen to voicemails or something. Because I always love when the bigger creators do that. And I know I'm smaller, but yeah. I feel like something deep to know about somebody is their favorite ice cream to get. And I'm an avid Ben and Jerry's girl. My favorite is the Tonight Dough with Jimmy Fallon on it. I swear, if they ever discontinue that one, I might cry. Oh, and F1. Why haven't I spoken about this? I feel so dumb. F1, like, I'm a hard Red Bull stan. I say as we're literally losing our fifth world championship, but that's okay. That's okay. I love Kimi Antonelli. Charles Leclerc. Hey, I know he's a Ferrari driver, but he's my favorite Ferrari driver. Honestly, I root for everybody on the grid, I think. Like, Checo is coming back! I've been waiting for this one! Like, I don't know, it just felt weird without Checo on the grid. Ugh. I can do an entire episode on F1. Also, I really wanted to post this so that you guys can leave me comments if you go and watch this on YouTube, which you should. So, leave me a comment down below what videos you want to see, what combos you want to have together, because I feel like I've yapped too much now. And, you know, yapping is a problem in this community. I'm kidding. It's literally a podcast. But, oh, let me also let you know what my current read is, if you're even curious, because, sorry, you're going to realize how ADHD prone I am. I'm going to go from here to here to here to here to here on like different subjects, but that's also because that's just how my brain works. But my current read is City of Lost Souls by Cassandra Clare. I'm finishing out the Mortal Instruments series and I'm hoping to start Fourth Wing or even the Crescent City series. I really like to have a series on deck and I usually finish the series that I have. I don't like having an unfinished series. So I can't even make like an unfinished series thing. Like, let's read the books that I haven't finished in a series. I really wish I could, but like, I really can't because I feel bad not finishing a series because I really like to get to the end of it. Unless the first book was really bad. I feel like that's my only exception. But yeah, I'm finishing the Mortal Instruments. I might start Fourth Wing, might not. I also have Catabasis by R.F. Kuang on my bookshelf. So I really want to read that, but I just don't know when. That being said, I think we've come up to the end of this video. I don't know how long this video is going to be because I feel like I've been yapping for a minute, but that's just me. My favorite color is pink. It's on my phone case. I hope you could see that. It's also Wildflower phone case if you're watching the video. And it's like the one with the butterflies. Oh, it's so cute. My problem is I had like a plaid blue phone case. And no, I had a plaid yellow phone case. My top two favorite colors is pink and yellow. Like, I think if it was up to me, I would get the white 6 plus iPhone 6. Right? We're on the iPhone 6 because we're on the 7. Didn't we already have an iPhone 6? Or am I just tripping? Whatever. There's a 6 that's pink on the iPhone. And I want to get it white so that I could just switch between cases, which is what I've been doing with this one. And I feel like I should do that. Let me know your thoughts in my comments, please. Also, I have a duck collection with my boyfriend. We currently have... I'm literally staring at them right now. I've got an F1 duck. I've got a ducky on top of a ducky floaty. And then I have a robot and I also have dragon. Mind you, the dragon and the F1 racer are mine. If that sums up my personality, I really hope it does. Because I feel like it does. What's another thing? I was literally going to finish up this episode and I started yapping more. If this doesn't tell you who I am, I don't know what does. My favorite water bottle brand, I think, might be... It's always between Brewmate and Hydro Flask. I feel like I could live off of those two for like an eternity. Mostly because the Hydro Flask has my favorite colors. And Brewmate just has the lock system, which I feel like is god tier. And I've used it for school. And it's my favorite. I love a good run. I'm a runner. If you don't watch my regular vlogs, this is going to sound so weird, but I'm running my first 5K this weekend and there is going to be a vlog on that. But I have my first 5K and I took like over a year off from running and I signed up for a marathon next year, February, which I feel like is insane because I feel like running got all this hype all of a sudden, but I was doing it from my freshman year of college till now. And I think I only took off my sophomore year of college because I was literally in the trenches going through it. If you didn't see my breakup video, which is odd to have, not having a huge following, it's like you made a big deal out of this yourself. And yeah, I did. Because I was living with him and it was a whole thing. But I think this is my sign to stop talking. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me on this weird and wacky ADHD, a little bit about me podcast episode. Let me know what you guys want to see from this podcast next. And thank you so much for hearing me yap. I'll see you guys next episode. Bye.